Hello, church. Good morning. Wow. It is so good to be together with so many of you in this family of faith. It has been a wonderful summer, but I am so glad to rejoin this rhythm of being together in the fall season. As we prepare our hearts and our minds and our bodies for worship, I invite you to find a comfortable position, one where you can be aware of your breath, and one where you can be aware that you are not alone. You may have come into this space with a particular situation or person who is in need of prayer, and you are invited to write that prayer on one of the cards that you'll find in your pew. They look like this, or some pews have colored index cards. Those will be collected during the children's time, and so that we can hold those prayers together as a community. Friends, as you continue to breathe and to center, I hope you will also begin to listen, and perhaps to long, for the Spirit of God to be made real among us. Once again, welcome, family of faith, to this time of worship with the Stone Church community. My name is Pastor Cindy LaPrade Latimer, and my husband Ben and I are co-pastors here at Stone, and we want you to know that whether this is your first time or your thousandth time, we welcome all of you. We are a Christ-centered community which celebrates every individual as a unique and beloved child of God. We welcome all, regardless of age, gender, sexual orientation, marital status, race, ethnicity, physical or mental ability, economic circumstance, or current relationship with God. And we invite your active participation in the life of this congregation, as together we continue to grow in grace and seek justice for God's creation. We are so glad you are here. And we hope you will come back next week as we have a special time of blessing for the beautiful quilt that is newly hanging in our entrance that seeks to visually bring to life the welcome statement that I just read. The service will be both a look back at where we have been, with some help from familiar faces that have moved away, as well as a look ahead at how we continue to live out our commitment to celebrate and love each other. We hope that today you will stay after the service and join us for an informal meal. Ben will have more instructions at the end of the service, but I can already let you know that there will be prizes. All the children hear that? There will be prizes, and it will be a wonderful way to get to know each other more. Please, even if you didn't RSVP beforehand, and I know that every college student didn't get to RSVP beforehand, please, we really want you to stay. The meal is free to you, and there will be enough for everyone, so please stay. Our Sunday school classes began again this morning at 9:30, and it is never too late for you to join in on the fun. Kids of all ages met in the Llama Cats room just down the hall from the office that way for a Bible story and games and crafts. There's also a class on that same hallway called Biblical Leftovers, where we dive deeper into the texts from the previous week's sermon. So if you leave the worship service pondering or asking questions or just plain confused, this class could be right for you. And the Sojourners are meeting in the conference room just this way, studying a book together called From Inclusion to Justice, Disability, Ministry, and Congregational Leadership by Aaron Rafferty. Please don't miss these opportunities for learning, for growth, and for community. I feel like we have lots of handouts and extras this week, and that's kind of how it always is as we start the fall, but I want to see if I can help you make sense of things. If you are a college student or if you are new or visiting our community, I hope you received a welcome bag on the way in with lots of goodies for you, including chocolate. In your bulletin, there should be a circle piece of colored paper that looks like this. It matches the ones that are strung up on our worship center. We're beginning a new series today called Faces of Our Faith. And the series is an exploration of some of the lesser known Bible stories. A reminder for us that ordinary people lived very faithful lives in the Bible. Not everyone was Abraham or Moses or Mary. And we suspect that you already know about the impact of ordinary people and their faith. I'm sure that you have been inspired or encouraged or held fast by the faithful love and care of someone quite ordinary in your life. These circles are for those names, for those faces. At some point during the service, write down the name of someone from your life who has been important on your faith journey. We'll collect those at the end of the service. So prayer requests come in at children's time, colored circles come in at the end of the service, and then we'll add them to the worship center for the remainder of the series. And just a note, we already have some faces of faith on our worship center. The names of each of the deacons are already on the worship center as a symbol of their service and the work that they do to hold this congregation. Also in your bulletin, you will find that some of our songs this morning are in what is labeled the hymnal supplement. This is what it looks like. It should be in the rack in front of you or sitting on the pew. But just so you know, this is where you're looking for the songs labeled HS. Now, as I said earlier, we are beginning a new worship series today called Faces of Our Faith. And there is a journal to accompany this series and enhance that if you are interested in that. Those are available in the back of the sanctuary. If you received a welcome bag, we already included one for you. We hope each family unit will take a journal home, and if we run out, we're happy to print more. Wouldn't that be an amazing problem to have? We would love to print more. Today's scripture looks at a letter that the Apostle Paul writes to his friend and co-worker in God's kingdom, Philemon. Or Philemon, or Philemon. We keep arguing about how you're supposed to pronounce this. I'm going to say Philemon, and you can choose whether Ben or I are right. Philemon is not a biblical character that most of us have spent a ton of time thinking about. But even more obscure is the person about whom this letter is written. Paul is sending Philemon's runaway slave named Onesimus back with clear hopes and expectations that Philemon will begin to see Onesimus not as a slave, but as a beloved child of God. Paul says of Onesimus, "I am sending the one who is my very heart to you." Sarah R. Speed writes of this passage, "I am starting to believe that Paul was on to something, that maybe all justice work must begin by believing that others carry our hearts." With that in mind, let's join our hearts and our dreams together in song. Of faith, one of the joys of walking together is the relationships we share. So let's take some time to welcome one another into worship and into our lives by greeting one another. You may feel free to visit, catch up, get to know someone new. You do not need to worry about the time. The music will show you when to come back to your pew. Let's greet one another.
All of us are well displayed. a treat. What a treat to have everybody back together again. You don't have to end the conversations you were having. Just pause them. Stick around after the service. Go downstairs for the meal and keep on sharing. But right now, it's time for the younger among us to join me up front. If you've got a prayer card, hold it up high. The kids will gather them on their way forward. Everett. Oh, thank you. Can you pass that to Pastor Cindy? That's all right. You can be the deliverer. Pass them to Pastor Cindy. Ezra, sit down. Hi, Natalie. Friends, welcome back. It is great to see you this morning. Some of you made it through your first week of school, back to school. Some of you made it through your first week of school ever with kindergarten. It is good to see you all, to have you with us. I want to show you a picture of a couple that I know about. Their names are Art and Peggy Gish. Art and Peggy Gish. And we put the picture up there so everybody else can see it too. They lived on a farm out in Ohio. Peggy still lives there, I think. Art died a few years back. They were part of the Church of the Brethren. Art was raised right here in Pennsylvania, over in Lancaster, where we moved from. They were friends, actually, with a man named Denny, who was part of our church here in Huntingdon, too. Well, Art and Peggy were part of a group called the Christian Peacemaker Team. The Church of the Brethren helped start that group. Christian Peacemaker Teams was a group of brave people who go to places around the world where there is war and violence, and they use creative, nonviolent ways to work towards peace. It still is a group, actually. You can still join this group today. Now, one of the things that they did was use what they called the grandparent effect. You can see them in the picture here, right? They were in their 60s and they kind of look like grandparents, don't they? Well, they used to go places where there was trouble and they would just get in the middle of it. Because they knew that there were some things a person won't do if their grandma or their grandpa is watching. They knew that there are even a soldier won't do if a grandparent is watching. So they used their secret superpower of oldness to help bring peace. Now, on one of their trips, they went to a place called Palestine, where there was a lot of violence, and they would walk together with groups of children on their way to school because the army had been coming through and making it dangerous, even for the kids who were just trying to go to school. Well, one day, Art Gish was walking with a group of children when they came in, when the army came in with these tanks and bulldozers. They were destroying this marketplace because they said some people from the town had attacked some of the soldiers, and so this tank was coming through and everyone was scared. And then Art Gish did something strange. I'm not sure he even knew what he was doing in the moment. He walked out in the middle of the street and stood in front of the tank. You can see a picture of it right here. Whoa. Somebody took a picture. This is of it actually happening. He put his arms out, just like you see in this picture, and he just started saying, Baruch Hashem Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai, which means blessed be the name of the Lord. I say that he might not have known what he was doing at the moment. He just knew that he loved and cared for these kids and for the people around him. He wanted them to be safe. He even loved and cared for the soldiers and wanted them to be safe, to realize what was happening, what they were doing, and to start to change something. So this old grandfather stood in front of the tank, and it stopped. Eventually, the soldiers turned around and went away. Now, many years later, Art and Peggy went to a different country where there was a different war, in Iraq. And Peggy was captured there and taken hostage along with another member of the group. Now, others before her had been taken hostage, and most of them had been killed. So Peggy and her friend were pretty scared. The soldiers started to go through their bags, and they found this picture in Peggy's things, this picture of Art standing in front of the tank. The guards who had taken her hostage looked at the picture, and they began whispering to each other in a different language. Then they said to her, "Who is this?" And she told them it was her husband. They whispered to each other some more. This is a true story. They must have started to wonder who these people were. The guard went out and he talked to someone else, and when he came back in, he said that they would be set free. Years later, it's strange, thought Art, after that had happened. He said, when I stood in front of that tank, I was just trying to do the right thing for those kids and for the people around me there. It's funny, he said, we never know the consequences of our actions. I never knew, he said, that at the same time, I might be saving my wife's life, too. Our Bible story today that we're going to read in a little bit is about the Apostle Paul, and he's writing a letter to a man named Philemon. Now, Philemon had a slave named Onesimus who had run away. And that slave ran away to Paul, but the slave owner has sent the police and the soldiers to bring him back where he'll be punished. And so Paul writes this letter to Philemon to try and rescue this escaped slave. He tries to help Philemon see that Onesimus is a child of God, just like Philemon. And that in Jesus, they are actually brothers. Now, Paul was just trying to do the right thing to help save Onesimus, but as it turns out, that act of kindness and love may have had big consequences, not just for Onesimus, but for Paul and for us. But to find out about that, you'll have to listen to the rest of the story later on in the sermon. For now, will you pray with me? You can repeat after me. Dear God, help us to be brave and to help those in need. Amen. Thank you, guys.
love is a word tossed, flat as a frisbee, while we trade in rom-coms, soap operas, and dance-worthy pop songs, either saccharine or lusty.
What does true love look like?
It is verb, not noun. It is the stranger fed, housed, and clothed, Good Samaritan style. No drum roll, please. Nothing fancy, simply good, old-fashioned caring for a neighbor, defined as another, anyone hungry or in need of a hug. No translation required.
Love is never caged, fenced, or barbed wire.
Love pulls its boots on, steps out into the muck of the world.